We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
At Primetime Carolina Podcast on Twitter. Says, I've been a Panthers fan my entire life. I've been using Twitter since 2010. I've never in my life seen the fan base agree on anything the way they agree on hating Matt Rhule. End quote. I asked earlier in the show why it is that when I talk South Carolina football, or women's basketball, I get South Carolina fans that contribute to the show. I've asked why it is when I talk Clemson athletics that I get Clemson fans contributing to the show. I've asked why it is that when I bring up the Carolina Hurricanes 4.5 hours from here, that I get hockey fans contributing to the show. I've asked why it is that when I bring up the Bills, the Giants, the Jets, the Falcons, I get contributors to the show. The one fan base that for the life of me, I cannot figure out why I can't get them to contribute to the show is the Panthers. We get so little Carolina Panthers fan interaction. I would feel comfortable saying less than any other fan base. I get less contribution from the Panthers and their fans than I get from any other fan base. And I'm genuinely trying to figure out why. But I absolutely think that this Twitterer is correct. All season long, I did the Carolina Kickoff Show, where I was out at Wings Etc. Grill and Pub in Boiling Springs on Classic Rock 101.1. And there were Panthers fans there. The number dwindled just a little bit as the season progressed, or I guess degressed, depending on how you're looking at it. But there were Panthers fans there. And there were 7 or 8 that every week would come sit outside on the back porch while I did the show. Whether it was the early kickoff at 11:30 or a late game kickoff for the few games the Panthers featured later in the day. And I'd get some nods, I'd get some head shakes no when I talked about the Panthers. But the only topic that I would get them to speak out on to where I could hear them, to where they would interact with the show, to where they would interact with me on the air, was when I talked about Matt Rhule and my belief that it's time to move on from him. That is the only consistent interaction I got from Panthers fans. If Matt Rhule gets fired today, if we break the glass later and tell you that Matt Rhule has been relieved of his duties from the Carolina Panthers, is that the force field that is keeping you from having stuff to say, right? Like I've said a number of times, and I wonder if this is it. I wonder if this is the reason why. I've said a number of times on and off the air that the problem for me is not just Matt Rhule. The problem for me is the decision-making process in the front office. And I can put some of it on Tepper. I can put some of it on Fitterer. I can put some of it on Matt Rhule. All three of them are the three key decision makers in the front office. Is the decision making so bad that it is driving you guys from caring enough to talk about this football team? Is the decision making so bad that it prevents you from having anything to say about this team? I have to wonder. because I think it's what's keeping the team from being good. Now, I'm not an idiot. I mean, I am an idiot, but in this case, I know what I'm talking about. At the end of the day, the thing that gets fans most involved, most wanting to talk, is what? It's winning. It's winning. You start winning games, fans start coming out. Everywhere I have been, in the footprint of every NFL team and college football team that I've ever been around, when the team sucks, the hardcore fans will come out to complain about it, will come out to talk about it. But the majority of regular fans, they go quiet. They go quiet. They don't have any input. Because it's bad. And as we've talked about on the show many times, sports are an investment. It is an investment of your time. The most valuable thing you have in life is time. It is an investment of your time, of your most precious resource. It is an investment of your money. Whether you're paying for tickets to games, you're paying for new gear, you're paying for a cable service so you can watch your team. Anybody who's a fan is investing time, money, energy, and emotion into their teams. And anything you invest in, you expect a return on investment. Otherwise, it's a bad investment, right? If you're going to say, now, it does not have to just be, it does not just translate to wins on the field. Historically speaking, the Saints have been a joke of a franchise. The return on investment for me has been a Super Bowl win, obviously, back in 09. But the return on investment for me is game day. It's game day. It's watching with other people who share the same love that I share. It's texting back and forth and video calling my friends and family back home to talk about the Saints. It's having something to talk about when I have nothing else to talk about with them. That's the return on investment. The difference is the Saints have been a franchise for what? Coming up on 80 years now. Whatever, 60. Did you get the point? Carolina's got, what, not quite 30 years on the books. So I don't know if they have that family lineage that a lot of older NFL teams do. So there really isn't, and tell me if I'm wrong here, there's not a lot of return on investment for being a Panther fan right now, is there? Like, I don't see you guys gathering in big groups to watch the Panthers. I said, when I was doing the Sunday show this year, there were a handful of Panthers fans that showed up, but it was like big groups. To me, the unfortunate part about being a Panthers fan right now is that there's no return on investment. You're not getting wins. You're not getting progress. You're not getting a head coach that shows he's competent. And because it's still one of the relatively newest teams. It is one of the relatively newest teams in the NFL. It's not like you're getting a ton of emotional companionship out of other Panthers fans. For the most part, it seems that you guys are not really excited as a fan base, right? So when you go out and you're wearing your Panthers gear, if you do, it's not like you're bumping into other Panthers fans and going, hey, keep pounding. Hey, go Panthers. How about that big year, huh? How about that big win we had? I don't see it. I go out bar to bar on NFL Sundays, and I see at one bar, 40, 50, 60 Bills fans gathered together. At another one, 40, 50, 60, 70 Steelers fans gathered together. At another one, 30, 40 Patriots fans gathered together. At another one, 30 or 40 Dolphins fans. I see that around the upstate. I don't see that out of the Panthers. There's no return on investment. How do we fix that problem?
I guess this may be a matter of where you go, because the places I go, I see Panther gear all the time. So, and yeah, I see other stuff too, but I see Panthers gear all the time. And do they do what you're talking about, going up and, hey man, how about that game, that kind of stuff? I don't see that very often at all with any fan base, but I don't go places where they gather. But I guarantee you there are places where Panthers fans do gather in the upstate. There are restaurants, there are bars, there are places where they do. You just haven't happened upon them.
I mean, maybe, but I consider myself a pretty out and about guy.
But the upstate is more than just Greenville. And
I agree.
I mean, we've got Spartanburg. We've got a bunch of other places where people do gather.
I guess maybe it is me. Maybe I'm just not seeing them. But I think I can transition that to, yeah, we do have Spartanburg and we're on the air in Spartanburg and we take calls and texts from Spartanburg. We get so little interaction with Panthers fans. I'm not saying I don't see Panthers gear.
And the significance of Spartanburg is that's where they've trained in the past. And you got to go up there once, and I've been up there usually a couple times a year when there's training camp going on, and there's Panthers gear all over the place. And when I've been there, especially pre-COVID, the place was pretty busy all the time of people being there to watch practice. And you're not there watching if you don't care about the team.
I agree. Now, I wonder what percentage of those people are like folks from Charlotte who came down to watch training camp. And I'm sure it's not an insignificant number. I have driven 4 hours from Destin over to Baton Rouge or up to New Orleans to watch Saints training camp here and there. Because it's a cool experience. It's different, right? You get to see not just practice, but you get to interact with the players more than any other situation. I saw when we were there last year, I saw a number of Panthers players that were making their way over to the sideline and yucking it up with the fans. Of course they do.
And there's constantly when they're here, and it just makes sense that there are pictures and videos of those guys out and about in the area. And usually when they're out and about, if you see a picture of them, you see a picture of a fan with some gear on.
Yeah, I agree. I see gear. I'm not saying I don't see Panther stuff. I do. So a guy in the grocery store yesterday that was Panthered out top to bottom. I'm not saying I don't see it. I'm saying I don't see, for being a place that is supposed to be Panthers country, I don't see the expansive interaction that I've seen in other markets I've been in that are not in the city the team's in, but in that area, right? I don't see it. And when I talk about Clemson, we get Clemson callers. I talk about the Gamecocks, I get South Carolina callers. I talk about the Hurricanes, I get texters on the line. When I talked about Georgia football, we got a number in our Facebook stream yesterday. We had like 5 Georgia fans show up to gloat a little bit. Falcons fans text this show when we talk about the ATL, the Braves. It's like the one team that I struggle to get interaction with are Panthers fans. And I wonder if it is just because, unfortunately, the team is bad and the franchise does not seem to be showing any forward momentum. I don't know. All right, a couple of texts that have come in on the Preferred Home Services text line here at the Ingles Market Studios. Let's see here. Let's go through some of the ones we miss. We talked about Shane Beamer working the transfer portal. Texter says, Beamer's been listening to No Scrubs on repeat during this transfer portal season. Man, he don't want no scrubs. A scrub is a player that can't get no love from me. Texter says, question about the snow and chemtrails. Is it safe to eat snow cream made from snow that may have chemtrail particles in it? Asking for a friend.
Yeah, you're breathing it in. You might as well eat it.
Direct exposure will turn you into a Bigfoot. Is what I understand about chemtrails.
Which is perfectly acceptable if you live in Pickens County, so you're all right.
Plus, you get the whole interstellar teleportation ability that comes with it, which is pretty dope, you know?
And I believe there might be a hive mind associated with it, so you get some knowledge that you
combined
didn't have.
Combined knowledge of all the other Bigfoots if you breathe in too much chemtrails, yeah. Texter says, you two, you don't even know what you don't know. Rob spent too much time on the yacht, i.e. in the lap of luxury. What's your excuse, Lonzo?
Just scraping, man. Just getting by.
Texas says the chemtrails are intended to hurt Clemson football. They are specifically formulated to interact with Pickens County cow manure to diminish offensive productivity. Make no mistakes, Clemson wins the national championship every year if Dr. Fauci, a clandestine SEC fan, isn't keeping the man down.
I knew it.
Fauci's a big SEC guy. No doubt about it. I'd just like to point out, since Dr. Fauci came on the scene, the SEC's won 3 straight national championships. You can't tell me they aren't correlated, just like you can't tell me chemtrails don't equal snow. Mark it down. It's a fact. Texas says rumor is Urban Meyer may be plotting to drop horse poop on your car, Rob. Another texter says
that No, I'm good. I'm not parked next to you. I'm all right.
Texas says the decision made earlier in the season was due to the 3-0 strong start, and they want complete win mode, and now it's costing them the next 3 to 5 seasons. You might not be wrong. Honestly. One more year, unless Matt Rhule turns it around next year, you're looking at a 3-season rebuild, right? Because you're firing a coach after 3 years. He's got to keep getting paid money, which means you lose money on the ability to get the next guy in. You got to retool the whole coaching staff, the whole roster to fit whatever that coaching staff is. You're not wrong. Texas says, Rob, let's see, living 24/7 in strip clubs might be out and about in Florida, but it's not South Carolina. All right, listen, your boy has a propensity to hang out and look at watering holes. Okay. And I'd be lying to you if I told you I hadn't spent some amount of time in gentlemen's establishments over the years of my life. This may shock you. I just like going places and seeing things where people are.
When's the last time you hung out at the mall?
The lady friend and I were at the Haywood Mall weekend before last.
Did you like sit down in one of the old man seats and just watch people go by to see how much Panthers gear
there was? Do you not do that? You should people watching a mall. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking if you went to the mall. Yeah. It's one of the main reasons to go.
Yeah, like she'll go, she's like, I want to go into that store. I want to see if they have any new, you know, bags or jewelry or whatever. And I'm like, all right, I'll sit right here. And I just sit there and people watch. People watching is insane at the mall.
Well, I also people watch and I see things that will make my wife's mouth go.
Correct.
And so I try to direct her away from that.
Oh, we will.
She doesn't learn how to not do that. So
I will be the creep that like sneaks pictures when I see the thing. And then text them to her who is a foot away from me so that we can share that moment together. Texas says the refusal from Rhule to play Brady Christensen and Deontay Brown at their natural positions is disgusting. Yeah. Yeah. I don't love the decision. That's what I'm saying. The decision-making process at all levels is bad. Texter says, Panthers are terrible, and everyone my age 30-ish had NFL fandom before the Panthers were a thing. Now, that's the other part of it. I agree with that, right? If you were a fan before 95 or whatever it was, you already had a team. I would bet you there's a healthy number of people that go, oh, the Panthers are my second favorite team.
By the way, the Panthers are my second favorite team.
Right. There's a lot of people who will go, the Panthers are my second favorite team because they're from this area. But, you know, if you're younger than, I'm 36. I was well established in my fandom when the Panthers popped up. Granted, I wasn't here, but if I had been, I still would have been a Saints fan. I mean, I've liked the Panthers. And, of course, it doesn't help that a lot of the people that might have picked up the Panthers as their second favorite team ended up sharing a division with them, so you can't, right? Your second favorite team can't be in your division.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.